Starting with Mr. Shorter, please explain your views on the proposed roads bond and any alternatives that you have for us.
As I mentioned before, I'm against more taxes. We have enough taxes, and they shouldn't go to 21 years from now either. So I'm against bonding, against higher taxes. I propose that we fix the roads as we have the money to fix them. If it takes 5 years, 10 years, then that's what it takes. The roads are always in disrepair. They're always going south because of the winters we have. So I think that if we have money, we fix the road. We focus on the highest priority first, fix that road, and then we move on to the next one as we have the funds. If we don't have the funds, we don't fix roads. Like I said, roads have been driven on for a long time. They used to be a lot worse than they are now. So I'm sure that we can get by with some challenging roads for a few years in order not to raise taxes again.
So in my opening statement, I made it pretty clear that I'm opposed to the bond and the associated property tax increase with it. So let me spend the minute that I have talking about what I would do to fix the problem, because I have also said that I want to have good roads, and I really do want to have good roads in our city. And so we have a $52 million budget here in American Fork City. We have budgeted about $1 million, actually only about $500,000, and then we get $500,000 or so from gasoline tax from the state. That's a very low amount of the budget to be dedicated to road maintenance. You know, if we bumped that up by just 6% of the budget, if we added that to it, which would look like a $4 or $5 million per year road budget instead of a $1 million per year road budget, then over 4 or 5 years, we would have the $20 million that the bond seeks to do. And that's the same time frame that the bond seeks to do the road projects. The difference is we wouldn't be owing that money for an additional 16 years after that, and we wouldn't be paying interest on it.
For the bond issue, the mayor and city council invited John Curtis to come talk to them, and they asked for his advice on what Provo would do regarding fixing their roads and what they do. What John Curtis told them is they don't take bonds out for fixing roads. For maintenance issues that have to be done, they don't do that. They find other ways of finding the means to fix the roads. Also, Mayor Hadfield here stated that to maintain our roads, which is 112 miles of roads here in American Fork, that we would need about $4 million to do that. Over the last few years, they've only spent $500,000 in maintaining our roads, which is only 12% of an issue that he said we needed $4 million to do. If he would have taken that $4 million off the original bond set, we'd have $16 million put towards roads. We wouldn't be needing to come to you and ask you for a bond to increase your property taxes to discourage businesses from coming into our community. Again, I'm against the bond. This is something that should have been ongoing.
Thank you.
The council and the mayor's office have studied bond potential for roads and what is needed for a long, long time. It's been said that there's $500,000 set for roads, plus the BNC road taxes. Many of those BNC funds are used to buy salt and to plow roads in the wintertime, take care of potholes. In effect, in the year 2009-2010, we spent $764,230 on roads. 2010-2011, it was $1,025,432. In 2011-2012, $2,859,684. And in the current year, 2012-2013, which ended on the 1st of July, $3,240,840. Well, how are we doing that if only putting $500,000 a year into the bond? We're doing it through other means, our gas tax and other things that impact us, but we're also going out and getting support from the government, from UDOT, and we're also getting some grants to work on those roads. So we've been aggressive on road repair for that last 4 years.
Thank you.
The roads are a problem, and I, like all of you, don't want to pay higher taxes, but there's a reason we got to this position. It's easy to say, let's find money in the budget, but there is a reason why we are where we are. There just isn't that much money to take care of all these roads. And the city council has voted to put this bond before the citizens, so that they need to choose. The city council could have just raised property taxes to pay for roads. They felt like this is important enough that the citizens need to decide this. This is not your city council deciding this. This is not the mayor deciding this. This is the citizens that are going to decide this vote. And it's a very important issue. As far as alternatives, I think we can do a better job with working with our state legislators to get a higher portion of the gas taxes that, you know, UDOT seems to have a lot of money for their projects, and they take their share and they leave very little for the cities. And I think the cities can get a higher portion of funding from the state gas taxes.
Thank